to Region 8 basketball here from the sports desk of Williston Auto. We're finding new roads at WillistonAuto.com. That's WillistonAuto.com.
You know, Randy, I think that first Region 1 matchup is a number one in the state versus number two, and one of them isn't going to be able to represent their school at the state tournament. That's kind of tough.
Yeah, they've got some good basketball teams down in that eastern part of the state. I know my son, Chris, coached on the Grafton Spoilers when they won the state championship a few years ago, and the tradition keeps going at the Grafton.
Absolutely.
As there's the tip and the opening tip controlled by the Kenmare Honkers as Kate Zimmer comes into the front court, and they're going to try to chase Kate Zimmer. I can see that right now. Here is Sierra Scar pulling the trigger straight away, 3-point. That's no good. The rebound takes down by the Trenton Tigers. You're listening to this North Dakota High School Activities Association Region 8 Trapping Tournament with a special authorization through the North Dakota High School Activities Association. Here's a long three-pointer by Mallory Falcon.
And that's the way you want to start.
That's the way you awfully just want to start. 3-0 as the Kenmare Honkers now trail by three. First points of the game going to the Trenton Tigers. Strokland beyond the three-point line goes back down underneath where she's more comfortable. Kicks the ball out to Megan Zimmer. Now here's Redding pulling the trigger from three, and that one's a little bit too hard. Ball's on the floor. It's going to be picked up by Scar. She kicks it back out to Kate Zimmer. Drives in, puts it up. Shot's no good. The rebound comes away to the Trenton Tigers as J.C. Turcotte comes into the front court for Trenton.
J.C. shoots a lot, Turcotte.
Yeah, that's the way she was introduced tonight. I don't know if she wanted to hear that, but that's what he said. J.C. Turcotte at the top of the key goes left side to Alexis St. Pierre, looking inside, trying to get it into her sister, and now gets it out to Archer. Archer now gives it up to Mallory Falcon. Last time down, hit the big three-pointer. Now out on top, it's going to be Turcotte going back over to Falcon. She dumps it down low to Alyssa St. Pierre, and there's a block by Brenna Strokland as Alyssa St. Pierre hits the deck, and outside they go to Redding. Redding pulls the trigger from three. There's the match. Logan Redding with the three-point field goal. And we're all tied up to three apiece with 6:10 to go here in the first quarter. And just like that, head coach Mike Zimmer is going to bring in a substitution next opportunity. Here is Alyssa St. Pierre, and there's Alyssa keeping the scoring going for
She's
the Trenton Tigers.
Those
She's
jumpers.
A tough
She's
jumper.
Good.
She's a good one. She's got 51 points so far here in the tournament, just over two games played. Here's Kate Zimmer driving the baseline. Comes up a little short. Last touch out of bounds by the Kenmare Honkers. It will go back over to the Trenton Tigers. Substitution for the Kenmare Honkers, Madison Moline coming in. She's a sophomore, another sophomore for the Kenmare
Three
Honkers.
Three sophomores in an eighth grader.
Then they got eighth grader Mache Miller that's checked in, and you got to watch her and put a hand in her face, that's for sure. Alyssa St. Pierre dribbling around at the top of the key. Gives it up to J.C. Turcotte. She puts it up from three off the glass and knocks it down from three. I don't know. You almost got to call those. Kind of like in pool. You got to call those bank shots. She knocked it off the glass.
I thought the bank was closed, but it must be open.
The window up there, and she knocked it down for a three-pointer. It's 8-3 in favor of the Trenton Tigers over the number one seed, Kenmare Honkers. And here's Mache Miller.
Eighth grader with ice in her veins.
Ice in her vein. Two-point field goal. And it's an 8-5 game as Miller comes off the bench, knocks down her first shot of the night, and it's going to be Trenton Tiger basketball with 4:51 remaining. Out on top they go around the horn. It's going to be Alexa St. Pierre. Tried to get it inside. The Tigers threw it away as Kate Zimmer comes up with the basketball, comes into the front court, looking inside now to Scar. Here is Moline at the top of the key. She gives it up to Miller. Miller goes around her defender, left all alone, puts up the three-pointers too deep. Five shots put up by the Kenmare Honkers. They've converted on two of them. As the Trenton Tigers now have it, it'll be Alyssa St. Pierre getting instruction from her head coach, Bob Turcotte. Strokland picks her up. She better watch out. She's doing a lot of bumping. And now here's Archer pulling up the three-pointer. No, that's not Archer. It's Alyssa St. Pierre.
Alyssa.
That's a three-pointer for Alyssa. Here is Sierra Scar. She matches it
answers
with a three-pointer of her own. Back and forth with 3:55 to go. It's 11-8. The Trenton Tigers on top of the Kenmare Honkers as both coaches pacing the floor. Alyssa goes over on the left side to J.C. Turcott, now gives it back over on the right wing to Alyssa St. Pierre, guarded by Strokland there. Goes around Strokland, puts up the shot. There's another block, but this time it was Strokland catching her with the body, and it'll be a foul called against Brenna Strokland, her first personal foul. It'll be a shooting foul for the Tigers. It'll be Alyssa St. Pierre going to the free throw line to shoot two, up by 3 points with 3:35 remaining here in quarter number one. First one's up, rolls in and out, no good.
I have a feeling this is going to be a battle between those two all game, Randy.
Yeah, you kind of wonder if it's not going to come down to the last possession.
I think so.
Mike Zimmer, Sean with Randy Meyer over there, having a few words of wisdom.
He did shake his head, though, so he agreed with him on something.
Second one up by Alyssa is good. She's got 3 points on the night. And with that, there's a media timeout on the floor. Your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. It's the Trent Tigers 12 and the Kenmare Honkers 8. We'll step out. Come back after this quick timeout with a word from our sponsors. And welcome back here to the Willison Auto Sports Desk, where prices sell cars at Willison Auto. Want to thank our Kenmare sponsors who have come on board for this Region 8 tournament, including the Farmers Union Lumber, located at 1011 North Central Avenue in Kenmare, North Dakota. Whether it's paint, flooring, lumber, windows, doors, or hardware, you can depend on Farmers Union Lumber on North Central Avenue in Kenmare for all your home, farm, business, or retail building needs. Also want to thank the Kenmare Drugstore, proudly serving Kenmare area with all pharmacy, gift shop, and the White Buffalo Soda Shop, all conveniently located at 109 First Avenue Northwest on the West Square in Kenmare, North Dakota. Out of the timeout, the Honkers have it. As they come out to Mache Miller, now here's Scar left alone, top of the key, pulls a trigger, and there's another one for Sarah Scar. It's 12-11. On your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard, 3:10 remaining as the Tigers come in to the front court with a one-point lead.
5 3-pointers already in the game, Randy.
Here is Raquel Archer. Archer guarded by the eighth grader, Miller. Now Malater into the game. Alicia seeing her fast first action here. The senior goes on the right wing, now dribbles to the baseline, kicks it back out to Turcott. Deep three by Turcott is off the mark, no good, but there's Alexa St. Pierre with the rebound. She pushes it out, goes through the fingertips. Last touch by the Kenmare Honkers. 2:39 to go here in quarter number one. The Tigers up by one, 12-11 in this Region 8 championship from the Four Bears Event Center in Newtown, North Dakota. J.C. Turcott giving it up. Around the horn they come on the right wing to Alexa St. Pierre. Here's Malater pulling the trigger from three. That's off the mark a little bit. And the rebound comes away to Kate Zimmer. She comes into the front court. Now dishes it out to Scar. She's got the hot hand. She doesn't convert that one. But there's Miller for the rebound. Scar's thought about taking another one. Miller's going to have a step back three. And there's Miller for another three-pointer herself.
Miller!
Wow. 14-12. 2 minutes to go.
Not afraid to let it fly.
Oh, she's an eighth grader. She has no. She's got nerves of steel right now.
5 points already for her.
Here's the Tigers with the basketball, and it's Alyssa St. Pierre giving it up to Archer. Archer drives to the baseline, goes down with a nice pass underneath as Alyssa St. Pierre missed a little bunny underneath the bucket. Kenmare brings it into the front court. Here's Miller again giving it to Strokland. Strokland trying to go in, makes a move left, goes right, comes up a little empty on the turnaround shot from the paint, and the rebound comes away to the Trent Tigers. The Kenmare Honkers with their first lead of the night at 14-12. 1:20 remaining here in the first quarter. Down low they go. Turcott looks like she got away with a push, puts up the shot, and it's going to be the Honkers bailing her out as there's going to be a foul called against Kenmare. It's going to go goes against Kate Zimmer, her first personal foul. And it'll be J.C. Turcott going to the free throw line to shoot two. Turcott toes the stripe, bounces the ball 3-4 times, puts up the front one, and it's good.
J.C. Turcott at the line. Substitution is 34.
Madison Moline checking in for the Kenmare Honkers.
Moline.
And Mallory Falcon checking in for the Trenton Tigers and head coach Bob Turcotte. Second one's up, and that one's off the mark a little bit. The rebound pulled down by Brenna Strokland. Here's Miller in a hurry, coming in the front court. Here's Strokland. Goes around with the left-hand shot from the just inside the free throw line. Puts it down with the left hand.
Unstoppable on that thing.
That's pretty good defense. It's better offense.
Yeah, absolutely.
16-13 on top is the Kenmare Honkers with 53 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Mallory Falcon started out with a three-pointer, gets it inside, and now there's going to be a there's going to be a foul called, and it'll go against the number 14, I believe, Michelle Miller, picking up a foul. Her first personal foul, and they say it was a shooting foul. It'll send Alyssa St. Pierre to the free throw line to shoot two, and head coach Mike Zimmer got a wrinkled up nose over there, doesn't understand that call, but Ben Schaefer's not going to change his mind as Alyssa St. Pierre knocks down the first of two free throws, cuts the lead down to two.
It was a little late on the call, but I'd rather have him stop and think about the call sometimes than call it too fast.
Second one is away, and Alyssa knocks them both down. She's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first quarter. She's got 5 points on the night so far as the pass comes in to Sierra Scar. Gives it up to Kate Zimmer, down low to Brenna Strokland, turns around, loses the handle on it, and then turns it away. The first turnover called against the Trenton Tigers. Here's Alyssa kicking it out to Falcon. Falcon now out on top to Turcotte. Deep three, good. J.C. Turcotte with her second three-pointer of the night. She's got 7 points, and they're back up by 2, 18-16 against the Kenmare Honkers. Kate Zimmer comes into the front court, 10 seconds to go here on the game clock. Here's Sierra Scar, cross-court pass to Miller. Miller, step back, three, no good, too hard. Ball's on the floor, put up there by Strokland, and Strokland knocks it down at the buzzer for the two-point field goal. Wow, what a quarter. We're tied up at 18-18 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. We'll step back out, come back for second quarter action after this word from our sponsors.
There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of.
And welcome back here to the KGGO Sports Desk, sponsored by Williston Auto. Find new roads at WillistonAuto.com. That's WillistonAuto.com.
I don't think there's been too many games this year where number 5 for Kenmare Honkers hasn't had any points. She's 0 points, 1 foul. I expect her to step it up here in the second quarter.
Again, our Kenmare sponsors, including Gathering Grounds and Dakota Lace Boutique Gift Shop, open Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 p.m. The Gathering Grounds and Dakota Lace Boutique and Gift Shop in downtown Kenmare is the place to be for a wonderful variety of hot and cold drinks, breakfasts, sandwiches, soups, salads, baked goods, gifts, and more. 4 three-pointers in the first quarter for the Kenmare Honkers. 3 three-pointers for the Trenton Tigers. First possession of the second quarter goes to the Trenton Tigers as Alyssa St. Pierre looking for a screen. Hits a deck, and we're going to have a blocking foul called against Megan Zimmer. Megan picks up her first personal foul. And by the way, we didn't get it on the air, but there was a foul at the end of that first quarter against J.C. Turcotte. Strokland went to the line, missed the free throw, so we're still tied up at 6-18 apiece with 7:45 to go. Here is Alyssa St. Pierre kicking the ball out to Raquel Archer. Archer pulls the trigger from three, and there's Raquel on another three-pointer.
Archer. I think these two teams shot a lot of threes the last 2 days in practice, last day in practice.
Kate Zimmer comes into the front court, held scoreless so far in the first quarter. Michelle Miller out on top to Megan Zimmer. She gets it back from Megan. Back over to Megan Zimmer. Goes to the free throw line. Right elbow comes up empty. And the rebound comes away to the Trenton Tigers. It's the Tigers up by 3, 21-18 with 7:10 to go in the first half of play. And now here is Alyssa St. Pierre at the top of the key, guarded there by Brenna Strokland. Alyssa gives it up to Raquel Archer. Last time she was there, knocked down the big three. Here's Turcotte. J.C. with it, gives it to Raquel. Raquel looks inside, now back to J.C. She's going to let it fly from three. Good decision by the junior. She knocked it down. Nothing but the bottom of the net for J.C. Turcotte.
It's a six-point lead, 24-18, in favor of the Trenton Tigers.
On defense, Trenton's running a box and one on Kate, and they're doing a good job.
Here's the Honkers almost throwing it away, and then they do. Another turnover, second of the game, and it's going to be Alyssa St. Pierre going in for the uncontested layup. Alyssa, and with that, head coach Mike Zimmer is going to talk it over. He needs a timeout. He's down by eight, 26-18. And we'll send it back to the studio for a quick word from our sponsor.
I'm feeling like someone.
And welcome back here to KGGO Sports at our Willison Auto Sports Desk, where you'll always get more for your trade over at Willison Auto. Out of the timeout, it is Kenmare basketball as the Tigers come out with a little bit of pressure. Kate Zimmer will have no trouble getting it into the front court as Archer applies the pressure, goes left side to Scar, gets it back. Here's Kate Zimmer driving the baseline. Kicks it out to the eighth grader, Miller. She lets it fly, rattles the rim in and out, no good. And the foul is going to be called against the Kenmare Honkers, Brenna Scroklin. That's her second personal foul.
Kenmare, number 21.
26-18.
Raquel Archer, she's been the one on the box and one guarding Kate Zimmer, and she is all over the floor tonight.
She's got her work cut out for her because she's in constant motion. Kate is. She better be in shape at this point in the season. Here's J.C. Turcotte giving the ball up to Alexa. Now back out on top. It's Mallory Falcon. She's thinking about the three-pointer. She's down deep. Throws the ball away. Turnover by the Tigers, their second of the night. We got three on two. Here's Kate Zimmer going around. Comes up, and it's going to be given to Mache Miller. Miller looking back door for Kate Zimmer. Throws it into the student body. A turnover called against the Kenmare Honkers. Not what they wanted.
That was impressive. Raquel Archer was behind the play and made it down and played defense on Kate.
26-18. Honkers looking for their first point of the quarter. 26-18. We're all tied up at 18 apiece at the end of the first quarter. Here's Archer again, left all alone. She pulls the trigger off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes away to Kate Zimmer. Zimmer comes up, pushes the ball up to Scroklin. Scroklin now goes to the baseline where she's going to be going to have a foul called against, I believe it's going to be against J.C. Turcotte. And Bob Turcotte looking at Randy Myers say, what?
That's her second foul too.
J.C. Turcotte picking up her second personal foul. Only the second team foul, both of them against Turcotte. Here's Kate going to the free throw line, stops, little hitch in her dribble, comes up with her first 2 points of the night. Big bucket for the Kenmare Honkers as that was the first bucket of the second quarter. Cuts the lead down to six on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard, 26-20. 4:41 remaining. And here is almost a steal. They're fighting for it. And what do we call? It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow will go over to the Kenmare Honkers. That's a turnover called against the Trenton Tigers. Bob Turcotte gets up and just kind of says, what happened there? You know, and not too vocal about it. But here's Sierra Scar with it as Kate Zimmer now dribbles along the baseline, now goes back out, directing traffic with her head. And she goes down into the corner. Miller, pop, stop, shoot, go. Mache Miller with her seventh point of the night.
She likes that right side of the floor. That's where all seven of them come from.
26-22 with 4:10 remaining in the first half. We'll have our Native Energy Solutions halftime report. Here's a pass down low to J.C. Turcotte. She pushes it back out on top of the key. It's Falcon pulling the trigger for three. Looks good, and it is. Mallory Falcon with her second three-pointer of the night. And it's a 29-22 game here in this Region 8 championship. The Trenton Tigers on top on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. Here's Moline pulling the trigger from the free throw line, rattles the rim, comes back out, and the rebound pulled down by J.C. Turcotte. Turcotte slows it down, gives it to Archer. Archer thought about the three-pointer. Now she dribbles to the top of the key for the Tigers. Picks up her dribble, goes to Falcon. Falcon now gives it cross court to Archer. This time she is going to let it go, and this one's going to come up empty. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by the Trenton Tigers.
15, first time look at Brooklyn Rodine.
Well, they're switching off on the box and one, and Alexa's on Kate now.
Here's a screen put out there by her sister Megan. She's going to be tripped. It'll be a blocking foul called against Raquel Archer. That is the first personal foul on Raquel Archer with 3:13 remaining. A fresh 35 seconds goes on the shot clock. It's 29-22. The Tigers on top of the number three-ranked team in the state of North Dakota, the Kenmare Honkers. Megan Miller on the right wing. Gives the ball up to Kate. She's going to let it fly from a deep three. Good. There's another one at the bottom of the net for Kate Zimmer.
That was the first time they let her alone all night. They didn't box and one her. So
she's going to earn her points tonight.
Yep.
That's for sure. And now here's a timeout on the floor.
Bob said that's enough.
That's enough. He sees something he doesn't like. With 2:54 remaining, your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. It's the Trenton Tigers 29, the Kenmare Honkers 25. Gives us a chance to thank some of our Kenmare sponsors again, including Cookies and Confections Incorporated, located at 113 2nd Street Northwest in Kenmare, in the West Square in downtown Kenmare, featuring handed-down family recipes, made-from-scratch bars and cookies, caramel rolls, cinnamon rolls, pies, cakes, and more. Cookies and Confections Incorporated is open Monday through Thursday from 7:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. .254 to go. It's a four-point lead for the Tigers, and out of the timeout, the Trenton Tigers have the basketball right in front of our Williston Auto Sports Desk. And now here's the ball knocked out of bounds by Mache Miller. Last touch by the Honkers, so it'll stay with the Trenton Tigers with 2:48 remaining in the half. They get the ball out. Here is Alyssa. Alyssa St. Pierre guarded there by the eighth grader, Mache Miller. Goes over to Alexa. She pulls the trigger from three. Good. Wow, we are Alexa seeing a clinic tonight. So
on
far
fire
from three.
Are.
That's her first points of the night. The lead's back up to 7, 32-25. Here's Strokland. Looked like she got away with a double dribble there. Here's Mache Miller. Miller steps back, gives it up to Brooklyn Rodine into the game. Miller's going to let it fly from three, and this time she's good again for the three-pointer. She got 10 points so far, Heath.
There's not many shots inside this game. That eighth grader, she's come to play tonight.
32-28.
And she's guarding seniors on the other side.
I was told there's more eighth graders that aren't even on the varsity lineup that are pretty good as well.
Yes,
over at
there
Kenmare.
Is.
Here's Falcon. Falcon has the ball stripped out of her hands. Turnover by the Tigers. Zimmer comes into the front court. She's going to try to keep it. Dishes it out to Miller. Why not? She's going to pull it over to Strokland. Here's one from Strokland from three. That's off the mark. No good. As the rebound comes out to the Trenton Tigers. Here is Alexa St. Pierre. St. Pierre over to J.C. Turcotte. Now that is as deep as they go. That was almost at the quarter line. She
knocks
it down for another
28
one.
Feet back. Wow.
My goodness, J.C. Putting on a clinic here.
Oh, my.
Here's the ball last touched out of bounds by the Trenton Tigers. It'll stay with the Kenmare Honkers. The Honkers down by 7, 35-28 with 1:15 to go. And so it'll be Moline going to inbound the basketball. They get it into Kate Zimmer. Possession arrow is favoring the Kenmare Honkers at this point. Here's Mache Miller. Out on top they go, almost threw it away. Now they're on the floor with it. And then they throw it away. Boy, that was a turnover that Mike Zimmer wishes he had back.
Yeah, those
here
are
is
killers.
St. Pierre over to, last time she was there, she knocked it down. She got a little hungry that time. Come up a little bit short.
It was dead on, though. It was right there.
It was right there. Here's Mache Miller trying to answer. She puts up for three. No good. She got the roll, just didn't go down. And here's the ball on the floor picked up by the Trenton Tigers. Lucky for Strokland, she didn't pick up her third foul. 34 seconds remaining on the game clock. 24 seconds remaining on the shot clock. as the Trenton Tigers have it. Over to Raquel Archer. They're going to play for the last shot of the half. Alyssa St. Pierre picked up there by Brenna Strokland. 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Alyssa kicking it out to Alexa. Lets it fly from three, and there's another three-pointer for Alexa St. Pierre. 10-point advantage for the Trenton Tigers. Here's Kate Zimmer. Over to Sierra Scar. Can she answer it? No. And the rebound pulled away at the buzzer by the Trenton Tigers.
I don't think I've ever seen a three-point shooting team in that first half like
We're
that.
We're going to need a calculator, Adam Aller. 38-28, the Trenton Tigers with a 10-point advantage over the Kenmare Hawkers on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. We will step out, come back after this three-minute timeout with our Native Energy Solutions halftime report. I wasn't expecting this. You're listening to our Native Energy Solutions halftime report from the KTGO Sports Desk, sponsored by Willison Auto. Right now, it's the Trenton Tigers, the number one seed out of District 15, with a 10-point advantage over the Kenmare Hawkers by a score of 38-28 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. For the Trenton Tigers, they are shooting 12 out of 16 from the field, according to my unofficial stats. That's a 75% field goal percentage. 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. They had 9 3-pointers. Did I count them all? 1, 2, 3, 4.
They had 9 of them. 5, 6, 7.
They had 10 of them.
Was it 10?
They had 10 of them.
Yep.
They had 10 three-pointers. 30 points on three-pointers tonight for the Trenton Tigers. They committed 4 turnovers in that first half of play. For the Kenmare Hawkers, they were 11 out of 22. They shot 50% from themselves. They're down by 10 with a 50% field goal percentage. They had 6 3-pointers. They were 0 for 1 from the free throw line. They committed only 4 turnovers as well. We'll come back with more of our Native Energy Solutions. And like I said, we need a calculator to add up all these 3-pointers. We'll be back after this 2-minute timeout. If you ask the Kenmare Hawkers, they're kind of twisted up by the Trenton Tigers right now. They find themselves down by 10 points, 38-28 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard after 16 minutes of play. Individually, for the Trenton Tigers, they were 12 out of 16 from the field, shooting 75%, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. They had 10 three-pointers. Count them, 10 three-pointers in the first half of play. They had 4 turnovers. For the Kenmare Hawkers, they shot 50% from the field, shooting 11 out of 22. They got to the free throw line one time. They missed that only free throw at the end of the first quarter, but they had 6 three-pointers themselves. We have 16 three-pointers between the two teams here tonight in this Region 8 championship. The Kenmare Hawkers also with 4 turnovers.
You know, in a game, 6 three-pointers is usually pretty good, but to be down at a half and you're by 10 and you've given up 4 more threes, that's 12 points.
Individually for the Trenton Tigers, Jace Turcotte has 13. Alexa St. Pierre's got 9. Alyssa's got 7. Mallory Falcon has got 6. And Raquel Archer's got 3 for a total of 38 first half points. And for the Kenmare Hawkers, they've got 10 points out of the eighth grader, Michelle Miller. 6 points for Sierra Scar, 5 points for Kate Zimmer, 4 points for Brenna Strokland, all of them in the first quarter of play, and 3 points for Logan Redding for a total of 28 first half points. We were all tied up at 18 apiece at the end of the first quarter. Then it was the Tigers outscoring the Hawkers by 10, 20-10 at the end in the second quarter to take a 10-point lead to the locker room at the end of the first half. Foul trouble for the Kenmare Hawkers. Brenna Strokland with 2. J.C. Turcotte with two, the only ones with a little bit of foul trouble for either team. We'll come back after this one-minute timeout. It'll be the start of our third quarter. Put on your seatbelts, folks. We got a big second half coming. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout. After two quarters of play, 16 three-pointers in the contest between these two teams. Heath Hetzel alongside Randy Peterson here. Heath, what a great first quarter. I haven't seen shooting like that in a long time.
75% that Trenton shot in that first half. That is unreal for a half.
Yep. And right now the Trenton Tigers with the upper hand, they have a double-digit lead at 10 as both teams are on the floor. The first possession right in front of our Willison Auto Sports Desk is going to go to the Trenton Tigers. They're up by 10, 38 to 28. And we're waiting for our media timeout to be over. And here we go. There's the whistle by Ben Schaefer, our lead official today. As we go into the backcourt, it'll be Alyssa St. Pierre, guarded there by Brooklyn Rodine. Is she going to chase Alyssa? Back out on top they come. Here is Alyssa, guarded there. Nice job by Brooklyn. Can she hustle? She's on the floor. She gets it back. And now we're going to be tied up. Great job by Alyssa, by Brooklyn Rodine. And Brooklyn ties up Alyssa St. Pierre. And the turnover goes to the Trenton Tigers.
I do think that I was agree with Mike Zimmer on the travel there. She picked up her knee, and that would have been a travel.
I guess it didn't matter. I guess they get the ball back anyway. But in any instance, Kate Zimmer tries to go inside to Brenna Strokland, but the Kenmare Honkers threw it away as the Tigers were there double-teaming Strokland. Here's a breakaway layup for Alyssa St. Pierre, left all alone, and Alyssa there for the two-point field goal. 40-28. Out on top to Brooklyn Rodine. Brooklyn Rodine gives it up to Moline. Now back over to Kate Zimmer. Zimmer with the basketball. Goes back, just about took the three, didn't take it. Here's Miller. Top of the key, Moline. Moline with it, kicks it out to Brooklyn Rodine. She drives the baseline, puts up a little runner. Blocked from behind, going to be last touched off the fingertips of the Trenton Tigers. It'll stay with the Kenmare Honkers. Kate Zimmer triggers the inbounds, gets it to Miller, out to Strokland. She lets it fly, no good. Rebound comes down to J.C. Turcotte. J.C. pushes it up front to Mallory Falcon. Falcon now gives it back to J.C. J.C. with the dribble, gets into the paint, has the ball, and it's going to be carrying the ball. It's a turnover called against the Trenton Tigers as J.C. lost it. Kind of come up with it again, double dribble, or carried it or something, turned it over.
And here is a little sloppy to begin the quarter here.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising to me. Here's Strokland going to the paint where she's more comfortable, gets her own rebound, puts up the second one. That one's good. You can't give her two chances.
No, she's going to come alive here eventually.
Back to a 10-point lead, 40-30 with 6:18 remaining. Up front they come. It's going to be St. Pierre. That's Alyssa, that is. Guarded by Brooklyn Rodine. Gives the ball up to her twin, Alexa. Alexa now guarded there by Kate Zimmer as the Honkers coming out a little bit more aggressive on defense.
But a bit more aggressive.
Here's Michelle Miller out to J.C. Turcotte. She's going to let it fly. This time it's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Madison Moline. Here's Kate Zimmer. Zimmer travels into the front court. Miller, she's going to go for three. That one goes behind the backboard, not a bounds. Last touch by the Kenmare Honkers. You know, if that wouldn't have gone over the backboard, Brenna Strokland would have been
right there
for the offensive rebound.
Yep.
That cost him 2 points, that little ball going over the backboard. Now here's a touchdown. It's going to be a breakaway for Alexa St. Pierre as they run that out of bounds.
That's perfect. A dagger.
42-40, 5:38 remaining. A 12-point advantage for the Tigers. Here's Brooklyn Rodine. Rodine with it, goes to the baseline, gets it inside to Strokland, looking back inside, and the ball's on the floor, and it's going to be run down by Michelle Miller. Tried to throw it off the arms of Raquel Archer. Now we're going to have a blocking foul called against the eighth grader, Michelle Miller.
14. Miller,
That was a turnover by the Honkers, only their sixth turnover of the night so far. And the ball goes over to the Trenton Tigers. Double teamed at the half court. Ball's on the floor, and it's going to be tied up. And this time the possession arrow favors the Trenton Tigers. A lot stickier defense for the Kenmare Honkers, Heath.
They're really getting after it. They come out with quite a bit of intensity that in the quarter, and I think that's a result of a little bit of a sloppier play just on both teams when they're both playing a little tougher defense.
J.C. Turcotte inbounds it to Raquel Archer, and with that Bob Turcotte saw Raquel in a little bit of trouble, so he called a timeout. It'll be a full timeout. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from one of our sponsors. Welcome back here to our KTGO Sports Desk, sponsored by Williston Auto, where prices sell cars at the Williston Auto in Williston, North Dakota. Want to thank Jacobs Hardware Hank, located in Crosby. They have a large selection of electrical, plumbing, paint, appliances, pet items, toys, and lawn and garden supplies. And by the way, the Jacobs Greenhouse is opening in May. Out of the timeout, Trenton keeps the basketball. 28 seconds on the shot clock as Alyssa St. Pierre near the half-court stripe, picked up there by Brooklyn Rodine. And there's Rodine with
the
steal.
Pocket.
Nice steal by Brooklyn. Here's Kate Zimmer pushing it down. Tried to get it in the hands of Brenna Strokland, and it goes through her hands and out of bounds. So that's a turnover by the Kenmare Honkers. Full court pressure comes out for the Honkers as J.C. Turcotte gives it up to Alyssa St. Pierre in the backcourt. Continued pressure just beats the time clock. Now they throw it into the backcourt, and the ball was tapped into the backcourt by the
Kenmare
Honkers.
Zimmer didn't like that call.
He didn't like that one either. It's a non-call. Here is Mallory Falcon. Falcon with two three-pointers tonight. Goes in off the glass from the left side, puts it down for two.
It's a big game for her.
Brooklyn Rodine, left all alone, goes cross-court to Sierra Scar, pulls the trigger from three. Three-pointer for Sierra Scar, her third one. That's 17 three-pointers in the game between these two teams. We've got 4:13 remaining in the third quarter. Raquel Archer looking inside, and now we're going to have a warning, sideline warning, by Penn Schaefer to Mike Zimmer. He's got to get back into the coach's box.
He got a little excited and got a little overextended there. He knew he was doing it too, and as soon as he got called, he smiled and moved right back.
Yep. There's a certain area where the coach has got to be confined to, and he was out of that box. And so here's the Tigers. Alyssa backing down, and then we're going to have a jump ball possession arrow favors the Kenmare Honkers.
Good play by Kate to get in there and dig at the ball. Got a little full court pressure by Trenton. Mache's bringing it up the floor on the left side.
Crosses the half line. Thank you, Heath. Here's Brooklyn Rodine going on the right side to Sierra Scar. Scar with the dribble gives it up to Kate Zimmer. Zimmer over to Rodine to Mache Miller. Back out on top to Rodine. Now in the corner, it's Sierra Scar. She's going to let it fly again. This time, no good. Rebound picked up there by J.C. Turcotte. Gives it up to Alyssa St. Pierre. Gives cross court to J.C. Turcotte. Turcotte now back out on top to Alexa. Alexa has the ball dribbled off of her foot. Can she run it down? No, she doesn't. Turnover by the Trenton Tigers. That's the fifth turnover against the Tigers. They only had four in the first half, so nine total turnovers for the Trenton Tigers. You got to give a lot of credit to that Kenmare Honker defense.
Boy, Brooklyn Rodine came in, and she played some tough defense for 5 minutes.
Got some good minutes in for head coach Mike Zimmer. Now on the left side, here's Moline. Back out on top to Miller. Right side to Scar. Looking inside, they got a hand in the face of Brenna Strokland constantly. Now here's Strokland going in. Fakes right, goes left, puts up the little floater with the left hand for two.
She doesn't miss many of those.
That's 4 points in the quarter. She got eight on the night so far. Cuts the lead down to nine at 44-35 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. Here's Alyssa. Alyssa loses the handle on it. It's because Mashay Miller knocked it out of her hands and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trenton Tigers with 2:39 remaining here in the third quarter. 44-35. The Tigers out on top. They get the ball into Alyssa St. Pierre, drives the baseline, and then she's going to get a foul called against her on the floor. That foul called against number 21, Brenna Strokland. That's her third. And with that, there's a timeout on the floor. Let's see, what are they going to call? A full timeout or it'll be a full timeout. We'll send it back to the studio for a quick word from one of our great sponsors. Center here at the KGGO Sports Desk, where prices sell cars at Willison Auto. Willison Auto. Find new roads at WillisonAuto.com. That's WillisonAuto.com, where you always get you get more for your trade at Willison Auto. I want to thank Norris Auto and Trailer Sales, located at Highway 52 North in Kenmare. They specialize in new and used trailers, including oil field trailers, dog houses, and many, many more. And if you're in the market for a Yamaha golf cart, there's your place to find one at Norris Auto and Trailer Sales in Kenmare. Out of the timeout, the ball's going to be last touched out of bounds by the Trenton Tigers. That's a turnover called against the Tigers. They're sixth of the quarter. They still have a 9-point lead at 44-35, 2:30 remaining here in the third quarter. Scar with the basketball, goes over to Miller, back out to Scar at the top of the key. Scar now dribbles a little bit to the right side, gives it up to Moline. She looks back over to Scar, now on the right side to Miller. Miller, one step out to Scar. Now back in the corner to Miller. Miller gives it out to Sierra. Scar, it's going to be off the mark a little bit, and it's going to go out of bounds, last touch by the Kenmare Honkers.
Not quite as hot shooting this third quarter. It kind of cooled off.
Sierra Scar with 3 3-pointers tonight. She was off on that one. And now here's Turcotte in the backcourt. They're in a little bit of trouble against this man-to-man pressure. Here's Raquel Archer just beating the time clock for the 10-second violation as the Tigers come into the front court. Archer on the right wing for Trenton. One dribble, now she's in a little bit of trouble, gives it back out to J.C. Turcotte. She gives it back to Archer, guarded there by Kate Zimmer. Raquel Archer being guarded by Kate, in trouble, and she's going to be tied up. Possession arrow favors the Tread Tigers, so it'll stay with the Tigers, but they only have 7 seconds on the shot clock.
Kenmare's really ratcheted up their defense in the third quarter. It's
big time.
Keeping them in the game.
Big time. It's a 9-point lead. Out on top they come. Archer with the basketball, top of the key, gives it up to Alyssa. She's got 3 seconds to go on the shot clock. Here's the shot pulled up, and then we're going to have a foul call against the Kenmare Honkers as Ben Schaefer calls a foul against Alyssa St. Pierre. Mashay Miller picks up her third personal foul, and it sends Alyssa St. Pierre to the free throw line to shoot two, and she knocks it down.
Alyssa St. Pierre at the line.
Kenmare fans behind us not too happy with that call.
They
the lead is up to 10.
Always easier to see the call in the stands, of course.
45-35. And I guess she gets three.
Yeah, it was on the three-point shot.
Three-point shot. So one out of two so far. Let's see if she can knock down the third free throw, and that one's no good as well. A little bit uncharacteristic for Alyssa to miss two free throws in a row. Here's Moline giving the ball up to Mashay Miller. Miller with the drive, backs out, gives it to Moline. Now Miller, three-point attempt, it's off the back iron, no good. There's Turcotte with the rebound. She comes into the front court, gives it up to Mallory Falcon, now out on top to Alyssa. Alyssa looking inside, goes to J.C. Turcotte. Turcotte with the basketball. We're under 55 seconds to go. Here's Alyssa from the free throw line. Comes up short as Kate Zimmer comes down with a rebound.
Normally doesn't miss too many of those. Couple of shots.
Kate Zimmer thought about the three-pointer, didn't take it. Now over to Moline. Moline looks inside. Thought about getting it into Strokland. Here's Sierra Scar letting it fly. This one's off the mark as well. And definitely the shooting has cooled down here for both teams. 33 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. And it'll be Tiger basketball. Ball is going to be inbounded to Falcon. Now back out to Alyssa St. Pierre.
Now Kenmare's got a lot of coaches. I heard a lot of back from the stands telling the girls to get back on the out of bounds.
Well, they've been burned twice so far in that play. So
they're quick learners.
Here is Alexa St. Pierre with a three-point field goal. That's no good. It's going to be tied up, and the possession arrow will favor the Kenmare Honkers. 45-35 with 14 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The Tigers out on top of the Kenmare Honkers, looking to repeat as the Region 8 champion. Here's Brooklyn Rodine stopping, putting up the shot, rattles the rim, then falls through at the buzzer. Brooklyn Rodine with a big bucket for the Kenmare Honkers.
That was a big shot.
At the end of three, it's the Tigers 45, the Kenmare Honkers 37. We'll step out, come back with fourth quarter action to determine our Region 8 champion here from Newtown, North Dakota, here on KTGO Sports. Back after this quick timeout. Don't believe me, just watch. Fourth quarter set to begin right in front of the KTGO Williston Auto Sports Desk as the Trenton Tigers have it to start the fourth quarter up by 8 points, 45-37. Alexa guarded there by Mache Miller, goes along the right baseline, now kicks it out to her sister Alyssa. Alyssa goes to the baseline, puts it off the side of the backboard. No good as the Kenmare Honkers come up with it. Then we're going to have a foul call against the Tigers.
Alyssa
St. Pierre with a call. Kind of hard to see the fouls sometimes as the officials go over to the far sideline to give the scoreboard.
That was a tough foul, too. Alyssa's feet just kind of got tangled up with Mache.
Here's Brooklyn Rodine. Out to Mache Miller. Now out on top to Megan Zimmer. Here's Brooklyn. Brooklyn Rodine goes back door to Kate Zimmer. Goes along the baseline, reverse layup. Wow, what a
nice
play.
Beautiful. She just kind of tucked the ball and went underneath. With the deuce.
Cuts the lead down to 6, 45-39. Honkers aren't going to go away without a fight, that's for sure. As the Tigers have it, Zimmer asks his eighth grader to come out and put a little bit more pressure on the point. Now here's Brooklyn Rodine with another steal, and it's going to be a foul called again by Alyssa St. Pierre on another steal by the Kenmare Honkers, Brooklyn Rodine. Wow.
That's two of them for this quarter, both on Alyssa. Or this half, I should say.
Another foul. Here's Mache Miller over to Brooklyn Rodine. She doesn't look at the basket too often.
She's kind of a defensive specialist.
Now inside, here's Strokland. Strokland's going to get a bucket, and she does with the left hand. She's got 10 points tonight. So strong underneath. The lead's down to 4 as the Honkers are coming back. Here's Turcotte behind her back in the backcourt. Goes into the front court, gives it up to Alexa. Alexa St. Pierre dribbles to the top of the key, now goes right side to Archer. Archer with it, pulls the trigger from 3, comes up empty, and there's Rodine for the rebound for the Kenmare Honkers. Chance to cut it to 2, maybe 1 if they can knock it down with a three-pointer. They're down by 4 right now. Here's Strokland. Strokland now back out on top to Rodine. Rodine getting a screen from Megan Zimmer, back out to Megan. Megan goes cross court over to Miller. Miller looks inside, steps back out to Megan. Megan, here's Mache Miller pulling up for three. Good. Mache Miller with a big three-pointer.
You know, I remember 2 years ago watching Kenmare in the district tournament, and they had an eighth grader named Kate Zimmer that was big time. Now they got another eighth grader. It's big time.
45-44. Timeout on the floor. 5:46 remaining. The Hawkers are coming back. They're down by one. We'll step out, come back our forward from one of our great sponsors.
If you need it, Pinnacle Travel Plaza's in Tioga and Stanley have it. Food, snacks, groceries, and fuel. Plus a wide variety of giftware items, apparel, hardware, a newly expanded beer cave and liquor department, a live bait department, the all-new Dairy Queen, and Prairie House Coffee Shop. Proud sponsors of KTGO High School Sports, Pinnacle Express of Stanley, and Pinnacle Travel Plazas of Tioga and Stanley. Pinnacle, always serving excellence.
And welcome back to the Williston Auto Sports Desk here down in Newtown, North Dakota, at the Four Bears Event Center, the site of our Region 8 Championship. Boy, we're just privileged as all get out to be courtside here. Have the best seat in the house, really.
This is awesome, yeah. Can't get any better than this. One-point game, center line.
These two teams fighting with 5 minutes and 46 seconds remaining in the game for the right to represent the Region 8 in the Class B tournament in Minot, North Dakota, starting 1 week from today.
Kenmare's definitely got the energy right now up on their side.
Out of the timeout, the Tigers going to have the basketball against full court pressure put on there by the Kenmare Honkers. They get the ball into Alexa. Alexa now has it tapped away by Brooklyn Rodine, but it's going to be last touched by the Honkers. Brooklyn Rodine playing a whale of a defensive game here in the second half.
She's got 3 seconds to get across the timeline here.
28 seconds to go. 27, 26.
And, they just got it. They're not calling it. That's interesting.
Anyway, there's Rodine again, almost tapping it away from Alyssa. They give it up to J.C. Turcotte. Turcotte with it. Now goes back out to Alyssa. 5:20 to go. 45-44. Here's Alyssa on the drive. Gives it up to Falcon. Falcon throws up a prayer. That one's no good. And the rebound comes down to the Kenmare Honkers. Not the shot that Bob Turcotte wanted.
Definitely not, no.
Mache Miller. At the top of the key, the eighth grader gives it to Kate Zimmer. Now kicks it out to Brooklyn Rodine. Rodine cross-court over to Miller. Miller with a step back three. Good. Mache Miller.
Wow.
My goodness. My goodness. Now we're going to have a foul call against Mache as she got a little bit too energetic.
That might have been her first mistake of the night, Randy. We'll give her one as an eighth grader.
Kenmare with a two-point lead on the strength of that three-pointer by Mache Miller. And it's going to be four personal fouls against Mache.
She's a leading scorer tonight.
Yeah, she got 16 points so far.
Game scorer.
Trenton with the basketball in the front court. Alyssa St. Pierre guarded there by Miller. Now here's Alyssa, and the shot blocked by Brenna Strokland. And here come the Kenmare Honkers again, up by two. 47-44 as Brooklyn Rodine comes to the front court. Goes over to Brenna Strokland. Mache Miller, you got the hot hand, girl.
I don't know how she didn't take that one.
Brooklyn Rodine looking inside. Now goes cross court to Mache. And now she's going to get another chance at it. And there's another one. Oh, my goodness.
And
head coach Bob Turcotte says, oh, my goodness, we got to figure out a solution for that eighth grader. 50-45 with 3:59 to go. We'll step out, come back after this quick word from one of our sponsors. Well, what can you say about an eighth grader? I think every team in the district and the region would want one of those. Mache Miller with 3 three-pointers here in the fourth quarter for the Kenmare Honkers. And the Honkers, down by 10 at half, have a 5-point lead with 3:59 to go here in the fourth quarter, Heath.
She's playing well, and she's doing it with four fouls right now. So playing that aggressive and with only one foul to give, yeah, that's impressive. She's doing well.
50-45 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard.
We are reporting live from Newtown, North Dakota, the Region 8 Girls Championship, representing Region 8 here at the Williston Auto Sports Desk.
Trenton's really struggled with this press the whole second half.
It started with Brooke Bernardine right at the beginning of the half, and they've not let up. Here is Alexis St. Pierre, guarded there by Rodine. Gives it to Alyssa, top of the key on the three-man weave. Now goes back over, guarded there, dribbles the ball off of her foot, and it's going to be Mallory Falcon picking it up, giving it out to Archer. Archer cross-court pass. There's going to be an interception by Kate Zimmer. Zimmer going to the basket, kicks it out to Megan Zimmer. Then there is a offensive foul call to Kate Zimmer. Put her elbow, put her shoulder down, I think, is what they're going to call.
And kind of leaned into it.
Mike Zimmer just shaking his head, can't believe it. Anyway, with 3:27 to go, the ball goes back over to the Tigers. Down by five now after leading by 10 at the end of the first half. J.C. Turcotte with the basketball. She's kind of slowed things up. She hasn't scored in the second half yet. Outside they come. Mallory Falcon, top of the key. They got 14 on the shot clock. They go down low to J.C. Turcotte, double team. Kicks it out to Mallory, pulls the trigger from three, good. Mallory Falcon with another three-pointer. She got 11 points tonight. And there's a timeout on the floor again. It'll be a full timeout. We'll go back to the studio. Take it away, Bridget, for a quick word from one of our great sponsors.
If you need it, Pinnacle Travel Plazas and Tioga and Stanley have it. Food, snacks, groceries, and fuel. Plus a wide variety of giftware items, apparel, hardware, a newly expanded beer cave and liquor department, a live bait department, the all-new Dairy Queen, and Prairie House Coffee Shop. Proud sponsors of KTGO High School Sports, Pinnacle Express of Stanley, and Pinnacle Travel Plazas of Tioga and Stanley. Pinnacle, always serving excellence.
Well, you can't ask for a better region championship game. The Kenmare Hawkers leading by two, 50-48 over the Trenton Tigers. And out of the timeout, the Hawkers have the basketball. As we're ready to play, Brooklyn Rodine comes into the front court for the Kenmare Hawkers. Goes left side over to Kate Zimmer. Zimmer guarded by Archer, gets a screen from her sister Megan. Now a long cross-court pass, almost stepped out of bounds. Trying to find Miller. Miller comes back out to Rodine. Here's Megan with it. Megan Zimmer back out on top to Rodine as Miller step back two, and Miller knocks down another one. I saw that game that Kate Zimmer had a couple years ago. This one is near that, better.
It just mirrors it, definitely.
Now here's a pass intercepted, thrown away by the Trenton Tigers. Another turnover. That's their ninth turnover of the second half with 2:07 to go. Brooklyn Rodine comes into the front court, just beats the time clock. 10-second violation. Now on the right side, they come to Mache Miller. Miller with it, gives it up to Strokland. Strokland over to Rodine. Rodine, cross-court pass to Mache Miller. Back out on top to Rodine. Left side, they go to Zimmer. Megan with it, looks down low, throws it over the head of the Strokland, and it's a turnover for the Kenmare Hawkers, the ninth turnover, and now there is a foul called against Brooklyn Rodine.
Looks to me like Trenton's kind of said, we're going to shut down Kate Zimmer and see if anybody else will beat us, and so far Mache Miller's kind of stepped up to the plate.
It's only the 16th foul call against the Tigers, almost mishandled there out of the out-of-bounds play, but the Tigers come up with it. 1:35 remaining in the contest. Out on top, it's Kate Zimmer going right side to Archer. They need a score in this possession. Back over on the left side is Mallory Falcon as the Tigers almost throw it away. Back over in the corner is J.C. Turcotte. Can she hit it? No, but the rebound on the floor by Alyssa, and Alyssa puts it in for the 2 points. Down to a two-point game, 52-50. The fans in the stands are starting to stand, and with that, there's a timeout on the floor.
Doesn't get any better than this, Randy.
59.2 seconds remaining. We'll keep it right here. The Kenmare Honkers with a two-point advantage, 52-50. We want to thank Black Magic Harley-Davidson out of Williston, Garble's Flooring and Blinds out of Crosby, the North Country Mercantile and Equipment, Gooseneck Implement, High Octane Bullseye Cafe, Farmers Union Lumber, Tioga Drug, Gathering Grounds and Dakota Lace Boutique and Gift Shop, and Cookies and Confections Incorporated for all of their support in helping us put all seven games on the radio here. Also want to thank some of our team sponsors throughout all the year, including the Red Moose Coffee House in Tioga, Roustabout Service, Tioga Drug and Soda Shop, Tioga Parts Supply, Tioga Machine Shop, Western Cooperative Credit Union, Montreal Williams Electric Cooperative, and Othion Boutique, all of Tioga, North Dakota.
Down to a minute left.
There's the whistle, and we're ready to play as Miller comes in. Mike Zimmer backing everybody up. They're up by two. Nobody's within about 15 feet of Mache Miller as she's dribbling the ball near the kill line on the volleyball court. Now they give it up to Kate Zimmer. She lost the handle on it. Now here is Zimmer throwing up a prayer at the end of the shot clock. That's not the one they wanted to get.
I don't think so.
The rebound comes away to the Tigers. Here is Alyssa going from the free throw line. Big shot, no good. Rebound picked out there by the Kenmare Honkers. Lost it out of bounds. So another opportunity for the Trenton Tigers with 16.2 seconds remaining. Alyssa St. Pierre triggers the inbounds pass. Tough defense comes out by the Honkers. Here's Falcon looking to Alyssa. Kicks it out to Archer. Archer from the paint with a little runner. That's no good. There'll be a shooting foul called against the Kenmare Honkers.
A little pressure on these two free throws.
I don't see who the foul was called on. I wonder if it's not Megan Zimmer. Megan Zimmer, yes, Zimmer, with the foul. And with 6.7 seconds to go, Raquel Archer goes to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up off the front iron. It's no good. And substitution will be Sierra Scar checking in for Brooklyn Rodine. Second opportunity for Raquel Archer. Bounces the ball four or five times, puts up the shot. That one's no good. The rebound comes away to the Honkers, and it'll be tied up. But this time, the possession arrow favors the Kenmare Honkers. And with that, head coach Mike Zimmer wants a timeout and gets it. With 4.6 seconds to go, the Kenmare Honkers with a two-point advantage over the Trenton Tigers by a score of 52 to 50 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. We want to thank the Top Gun Car Wash, American Bank Center of Stanley, Dakota Drug, BBH Insurance, Dairy Queen, Prairie Coffee House, Spring and Furniture, Montreal Williams Electric Cooperative, the Farmers Union and Elevator and Ray, the Porch and Ray, Pour Some Sugar Bakery, TNT Tires, all of Ray, Thorson Meats, Western Cooperative Credit Union, and the Farmers Union Insurance Agency in Ray, North Dakota, and also some of our Powers Lake sponsors, including Liberty State Bank, Top Gun Car Wash, The Country Store, The Floor House, Country Fresh Foods, and Montreal Williams Electric Cooperative. Also want to thank our season-long sponsors, the Tioga Medical Center, Native Energy Solutions, the Bank of Tioga, Red Rock Auto, Sheldon Welding and Construction, Walla Trucking and Oilfield Services, Pinnacle Travel Plazas and Pinnacle Express, NCC, and the Tioga Ace and Stanley Ace Hardware Stores. Here is the pass inbounded to the Kenmare Honkers, and of course, that's only the third foul called against the Tigers. So they'll be happy just inbounding the basketball. So they get the ball into Kate Zimmer, and there's a quick foul against Raquel Archer in the backcourt. So that foul called against Raquel Archer, her second foul. And with 2.5 seconds to go, the Kenmare Honkers still have it. He'll inbound the basketball now. Here's a steal by J.C. Turcotte. Puts it up from half court at the buzzer. And the ball falls way short. And the Kenmare Honkers come from behind to take down the defending Region 8 champions by a score of 52-50. Wow, what a game, Heath.
That was a hard-fought game, a great region championship.
It was a 10-point lead at the end of the first half with the Kenmare Honkers down by 10, 38-28 to the Trenton Tigers. But then the defense really kicked in for the Kenmare Honkers as they advanced to the championship game. And here's Kate Zimmer going over and getting a daddy hug from her dad, Mike Zimmer. She's as tickled as punch. And they go to the state Class B tournament as a representative out of Region 8. They also represented Region 8 in the volleyball tournament. So this group of athletes going to go to the state tournament again as they wave to their opponents tonight, the Kenmare Honkers. With that.